we're delighted that more and more people have chosen to travel with us, and obviously also that economic improvements have seen more people need to travel for maybe work or study. So it's great news for us, and Sligo was one of our busiest routes, so we're delighted that so many people travelled with us.
And I know that you mentioned that this will allow ye to open maybe a new service between Dublin and Sligo when ye have a review in the middle of the year.
Yes, we're having a review mid-2018 of our timetable, and at that timetable review it is our intention to introduce a new service from Sligo in the mornings and a new service back to Sligo in the evenings. Now, exact timings on those haven't yet been decided upon, but we will be holding a public consultation process around the timetable review when your listeners are more than welcome to contact us with their comments on the new timetable, and then the new timetable then will be finalised after that public consultation period.
And should help to alleviate some of, because I know here on the station we hear about overcrowding on the Sligo to Dublin route, and there have been complaints about the types of carriages being used as well. Are there plans to upgrade any of those types of carriages?
Well, we will be providing the additional service by utilising our existing rolling stock. Now, it is a goal of the company to get new rolling stock in the medium term, but again this would be subject to funding allocation through the government's capital investment fund, also, the timeline for procuring new carriages would be in and around 5 years. So that's more of a medium-term strategy. But we can provide an additional service to and from Sligo utilising our existing rolling stock.
Okay, and the additional service that you plan to have, would that also be at weekends?
Again, that would be finalised in the timetable review, but my understanding is that it would be, because obviously weekends are very busy for us as well, particularly on Sunday evenings with a lot of students travelling back from Sligo. So, you know, that, I mean, again, we will look at what the numbers are like on the Sligo line, and as I said, if growth continues the way it's grown in 2017, I think there would be a large justification for providing additional service. But what I would say as well is that we are regulated by the National Transport Authority, and they will have the final say on our timetable review when that happens in the middle of the year.
Mm. And will that service actually come into place in the middle of this year, or when exactly?
Yes, that is our intention.